So the time changed, right? And I always love that extra hour of sleep, and it's just a beautiful thing. That was last weekend. It's in the past. It's last weekend, but I'm still kind of feeling that bump, you know, that little bit of boost from having a little bit of rest. So we talked, dealt with change last week, and hey, we're going to do it again this week. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. Hope you're doing great. And, you know, the leaves are still in the trees, and it's just kind of neat. Great time of year. So this week at Sterling United Methodist Church, we're going to continue our series, What We Can Do, Responding to God's Generosity. You know, there's all kinds of things that we can't do. It's like, oh, I wish we could. Oh, we really can't. But there are things that we can do, and we do have the ability to make choices about how we respond to things, including responding to God's presence and generosity in our lives. Our focus is going to be on change, how God's abundance invites shifts, not only in our patterns of giving, of course, but also the way in which we see ourselves and see each other and work together. So our scripture for this Sunday deals right with that. It's from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. It's the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And I'm going to read this for you from the Common English Bible, which is what we commonly read from. And let me just kind of jump right in. Verse 9, Jesus told this parable to certain people who had convinced themselves that they were righteous and who looked on everyone else with disgust. Right there. So he says, two people went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed about himself with these words, God, I thank you that I am not like everyone else. Crooks, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of everything I receive. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He wouldn't even lift his eyes to look toward heaven. Rather, he struck his chest, and he said, God, show mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you, Jesus says, I tell you, this person went down to his home justified rather than the Pharisee. All who lift themselves up will be brought low, and those who make themselves low will be lifted up. This is quite a story. It's complicated for sure, and it challenges us to re-examine, to look at what needs maybe to be changed, maybe re-examine where we find abundance, look at our own abundance, or how we view scarcity and maybe even scarcity within ourselves. The Pharisee believed he is rich in goodness and looks down on other people, while the tax collector knows his need and trusts God. It just kind of throws it down to God, trusting for God's mercy. So Jesus wants us in this parable to shift our trust away from ourselves and towards what God is providing, how God can provide for us. And when we do, we're freed from comparing ourselves to others and can truly celebrate how God uses all of our gifts, those really modest ones, those really amazing ones, uses all of our gifts for the good of God's people in God's world. Okay, so almost preached there, but come join us on Sunday. We'll talk some more about that. So also want to give you a quick stewardship update. I want you to be on the lookout for the What We Can Do giving guide and estimate of giving card that will be arriving soon by mail and by email to a, you know, a box near you. I spent time with some of our staff today, and we were like slapping on labels and putting on stamps and kind of working our way through that. And I know it's coming, and I was able to kind of participate in that. In fact, I found myself praying for the people as I was kind of like, you know, putting labels on and that sort of thing. So I prayed for a bunch of you, and I've been praying for all of you in lots of different ways. But it was really just kind of exciting to think about what we can do together. And that's going to be cool. So look for that in the mail. Inside there, you'll find some information about how your generosity sustains our mission and ministry, our life here at Sterling United Methodist Church, and certainly as we move into the year ahead. So be sure to take a look, talk, and pray about your response. Talk with your family about your response to bring your estimate of giving on into church or send it in. And, you know, we are inviting folks to on a special moment in a special moment on Sunday, the 23rd of November, to bring those estimates, that offering of what is possible to the altar for prayer and blessing and consecration. So we'll do that as part of worship. And if you go ahead and send it in if you want to already, or you can bring it with you on that day. Either way, we'll be able to consecrate your projections, your estimate of giving as we move forward on that day. Also, I want to invite you to keep an eye out for a special video coming soon. It will have Finance Chair Linda Bozinski and myself kind of chatting a little bit about our church finances. And we'll be kind of like peeling back the covers a little bit and kind of talking about, you know, some of the, you know, different resource, you know, funding streams we have, and ways in which we try to be faithful stewards, good stewards with the money. We'll, you know, talk some about things we're excited about. And we'll also kind of talk about some of the challenges that we face. And we're trying to be just transparent, open, and kind of like, you know, living as forthright as we can in the midst of all that. So look for that video, and I'm looking forward to being in conversation with you about that. We will have a at a reception very soon after worship. We'll have a kind of a Q&A session for folks to come and ask questions and see more information and that sort of thing. So look for stuff about that too. So you can learn more about our stewardship campaign, explore some really kind of cool giving tools. We have, you know, some tithing calculators, estimate giving calculators, and some other things there on our dedicated website. It's sterlingumc.org/can. Just go to the website. Look for it. It's right there. Or you can type in the address and /can, and you'll find lots of information. Yeah, I ran into some cool information the other day about some additional tax breaks where people don't have to itemize their deductions. They can take the standard deduction and still identify charitable giving, like giving to your church. So, you know, talk to your tax advisor. Don't talk to me. But, you know, there's some, you know, kind of cool things that are helpful in the midst of all that. So this Sunday, we are also going to pause to honor Veterans Day. And we'll take a special time during worship to recognize and thanks and give thanks for those of you who are veterans and also the families of veterans within our congregation and in our community. So if you've served, or you have family who have served, my son's in the Army, we want to invite you for a special time of prayer, a time of gratitude. You know, I really hope that we are a church that we can kind of stand beside each other, strive to kind of support each other and listen and care, including those folks who have served, because there are some wonderful things that happen in people's lives because of their service in the military, but there's also some real heavy things and hard things too. So we certainly want to honor Veterans Day, but honor, the beautiful people that you are too. So that's all the time that we have for this week. I'm really looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. Listen, God bless you. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.